Callow's hand shook as she gripped the phone. She wasn't sure how the teenage girl would be. Would she be in tears, callous, or would she be like Juarez, offset and detached? After all, she had just found her own box of fingers. Callow righted herself with deep, steady breaths. She couldn't afford to be angry or vengeful. Not yet. Right now, Rebecca needed her, and she had to appear objective and strong, even if it was a disguise. Inside, she was screaming for the latest victim and, most of all, her poor sister. "Hello?" Rebecca answered. Callow hadn't realized she dialed. Juarez kept to the service roads, avoiding traffic. Soon they were alone on the road, save for the street lamps. "Hi, honey. I wasn't expecting you to call this late. I spoke to Jedediah. I figured that call would suffice instead of our usual one." Callow looked at her watch. The alien green watch face revealed it was approaching 10:30 p.m., but that couldn't be right. She realized El Paso was 2 hours behind Virginia. "Do you want to talk about it?" Callow asked. "Not really. Jedediah sent an officer to the house. He's in the driveway. He said he thinks the girl was put there for convenience, not because the killer wanted me to see." Callow couldn't believe how calm Rebecca was in the circumstances, but then again, she had always been this way. Her stern front protected her from feeling anything, it seemed. Instead, she threw herself into her work and studies, no time for feelings. "I don't know. Chicken Empire is one of four businesses along Washington Road, and it isn't exactly secluded," Callow said, immediately realizing that what she said wasn't helping. She instantly felt stupid. "I thought the same, but I didn't think it was a good idea to argue with your boss. Shannon is terrified, though. She seems to think she's next. She isn't his type. Arguing with Jedediah isn't a good idea. An officer on guard for a few nights will give you peace of mind. Have Shannon take you to work. No more bus. If she can't take you, drop the shift." "Okay. How's El Paso?"
"Cold. It's a different kind, really. No wind or moisture. Everything is frozen and flat. The city is beautiful in its own way.
Do you think you have a case?"
Callow couldn't tell if Rebecca sounded hopeful or concerned. She was probably numb, as she always was. She made a mental note to reach out to victim services to see what they could offer by way of help. No teenager should act like this.
"I don't know. I'm here at the first site. Once I see both locations, review the case again, and interview the witnesses, I should be able to make a profile." "How's your timetable?" Rebecca asked.
Callow had gotten used to Rebecca knowing the methods of the BAU. While studying, she had left her textbooks out, and her younger sister had read them in secret. This gave her a baseline understanding of how the unit functioned and how profiles were made. "I've got 7 days between victims and no new body."
"So you think you'll know soon if you have a case or just a 2X?
"Yes," Callow said. Marcus's phone illuminated his face in the front seat. Juarez wrapped his fingers restlessly on the steering wheel.
"I want to be home, sweetie. Even if you were, you'd still have to work, and so would I. Life moves on."
Callow couldn't believe the words coming from a teenager. She sounded so grown up, so morose, so jaded.
"You know what I mean. Listen, I've got to go. Text me when you head off to school and when Shannon takes you to work. We'll talk tomorrow, okay?"
"Sure, sis. I love you. I'll tell Shannon you called."
"Thank you. Good night."
Rebecca hung up first. Callow noted her sister hadn't mentioned anything more about the body or being interviewed by the police or the FBI. She'd kept the conversation on the surface of her emotions. It was a defensive tactic known as emotional blunting. It didn't solve anything. The pain was still there. Rebecca just pretended she couldn't feel it. Callow considered her options. What if she just quit this job? Being a Fed was carrying over and affecting her sister, her home. The icebox killer was potentially targeting Rebecca because of her relationship to Callow, which then raised an even more troubling question. A question that churned up bile in her stomach, where it sat like a corrosive pool. Was Carmen targeted and killed because of her connection to me?